Melbourne's number one hit music station is 101.9 The Fox. Of course, you can get us through those smart speakers as well on Alexa and Google every morning. We are back for breakfast. It's Fifi, Feb and Byron.
I tell you what the challenge of lockdown 2.0 might be is finding things to entertain yourself and specifically to watch, because everyone binge-watched everything through the first few months of ISO. Mm-hmm. And now people are heading to streaming services going, now what am I going to watch? And Fev, I think what is fascinating about what's happening at the moment is old school shows are resurfacing because people have either never watched them before, never had the time, and we're running out of things, and new shows can't be produced at the moment. So for the number one show trending on Netflix over the weekend was Unsolved Mysteries. Now, that was a show from the 80s. Like, I grew up, I remember after school, there's the theme song.
It's quite
have
eerie.
Have they updated the theme song?
No, they keep the same one.
I like that.
Yeah, I grew up, I reckon, on Unsolved Mysteries. Now they're back. And for it to be the number one rated show on Netflix, trending show, that's a fascinating stat. Like, if you'd said to the host, you can't anymore because he's passed away, Robert Stack, but if you told him in the 80s, in 2020, your show will be the number one trending show on a streaming service, he wouldn't have believed you. Well, he wouldn't even know what a streaming service was because I think he's been gone for a while now.
Did he pass mysteriously, or is it just a...
Yeah, I think it may be natural causes, but I will get back to you on that.
Now, hey, with this mysterious show,
yeah,
just a quick question, does it get solved at the end?
Well, no, because they're unsolved mysteries. They're unsolved.
Oh, good.
So
still good.
It would frustrate you somewhat if you really wanted to get that tied up at the end. But
Good to know. What else was trending?
This was quite funny. So I was flicking through, because I often go to the What's Trending because you see what people are watching.
Yeah, I saw
a show and I went, oh, I'll watch this. I'll just click on this. I'd go by the pictures. You got to put up a good picture.
Me too.
Netflix.
But they keep changing them all the time.
Well, yeah, because that makes you think it's a new show.
Yeah.
I know.
Is that why they do that? Smart.
Yeah, so I was sort of flicking through and I saw Unsolved Mysteries. I went, yep, watch that. Athlete A, yep, Blacklist, okay, Fargo. Then I saw Single Wives and I went, oh, I'll click on that. Looks a bit of fun, a reality
Fargo's
show.
Fargo's good.
I clicked on it, started watching it, and it was my show. I was on it.
Yes, you forgot that you asked
for it. I'll be here to hold their hand every step of the way. Over the next 4 weeks, under expert guidance, our ladies will master the art of dating. They'll meet men.
So welcome.
Date men.
How are you all feeling?
And with any luck, find a special someone to share their life with.
Now, fair couple of things here.
Did
one,
you
it was
think
a show.
Who's that hot blonde?
No, but I'm not kidding. I've had people from the UK, because it's streaming obviously overseas now too, people from the UK asking me questions about my wardrobe. And I'm thinking,
oh, wow.
It was like 4-3 years ago. I've got no idea what I was wearing. Mm. But that was what caught me off guard. It was a show I did for Channel 7. Mm. And remember before streaming services and before ISO, shows aired. And then they went away and you never saw them again. Now, I just thought, oh, it didn't even occur to me that was the show that I was part of. And now it's trending on Netflix.
Wow.
I mean, I wish I was redoing
royalties.
That contract. I never factored
royalties.
In royalties to that.
Where's the cash?
Surely. Reruns.
Yes, a good point. Well, thank God you're here. Fev, I've never been hit up more about shows that I'm no longer doing than I am at the moment.
It's just good that you're getting hit up, Boxy.
Thank you.
Very nice. Feb, any of your shows maybe from the I know you were Lovelace on the footy show. Do they want to bring
back
that back?
Some apps for the footy show. Nah, they don't put shows up there that have been axed.
Okay, no worries. It's the Fox. Gaga and Ariana Grande right there on the Fox. It's Fifi, Feb and Byron. 6 minutes to eight. We are not far away from our first game of Alpha Bucks in a couple of weeks. Good luck when we open the phones. 13 1060 is the number.
Guys, I've officially gone global. Leon has just drawn to our attention. An American website, the Cinemaholic, they've written up The Single Wives, the show I just talked about. So we filmed it in 2017. Channel 7 show. It's aired, by the way. Now, we are going to... It is streaming on Netflix now, and it's trending. It's quite popular in the States and the UK.
Yeah.
So if you're going to watch it, we are going to talk about it now. And there are bits you might not want to know. Up to you. I don't think there's any massive spoilers, so you don't need to go anywhere.
You're a big deal because you're big in Australia. You would have gone big in Europe, in England, because they're neighbours. You'd be a big star there because they love that. And now you're dropping in America. You are global.
Well, I should point out I am. I feature once or twice in an episode, and I narrate it. So, I mean, look, I might get some narrating gigs. You never know. Mate, I won't hold my breath. I mean, Meghan Markle's only had one narrating gig so far, so if she can only get one,
you've got it covered.
Hold my breath. But this website, it said, The Single Wives is an Australian reality TV show that premiered on the Seven Network in 2018 and later dropped on Netflix. Hosted by Fifi Box, the dating series follows four formerly married women on their quest for a second chance of love. And what they've done is, now this American website, good, you know, give them some credit, they've done a bit of a where are they now? So the four women who I hoped to find love with the help of Matthew Hussey, dating expert to the stars.
Can I ask you where they are, Boxy?
He dated Camila Cabello for a while. I noticed they broke up, but didn't want to ask him about that.
Can I ask you where they are?
You want to ask me where they are?
Yeah. Do you know where they are?
Well, this guy's done all this research. Shouldn't we just talk to...
Okay.
No, well, I don't know, Fev. This helps me. Sunny, who wonderful Sunny, I loved Sunny. She referred to herself as the Indian Aussie Bogan, and she was great fun. Sunny is she's single at the moment.
That's a shame. That's Sheridan. The point of the show was to try and fix that.
She's got a pooch though.
She's got a puppy. Sheridan, she's a food blogger, and she's looking great. She's got her two kids. She's happily single, okay, so that's great.
It's another
12,000 followers. That's good.
Yep, she's done well. Nikki, a fellow Melbourneian, also wonderful mum to her son. Nope, no longer with that guy, so... All my hard work's gone to waste there. And Emma, who could forget Emma? Wonderful Emma, bubbly blonde, who seemingly had the world at her feet and could find any man.
Great.
I mean, let's not forget, only a few weeks ago we set her up with our mate Luke McGregor. I mean, that was just by chance. That was a coincidence.
So hang on there. Are they all still single?
I mean, I didn't promise it would be a successful show. I mean, it's
you didn't really
might
do
be doing
your job, did you?
Well, no, actually.